Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Homecoming festivals in Mississippi turned tragic as gun violence erupted on both sides of the state, resulting in at least 9 deaths and over 20 people injured over the weekend. In Leland, 6 people lost their lives following a high school football homecoming game in the Mississippi Delta region. This as confirmed by the county coroner. A separate incident at Alcorn State University, located south of Leland, claimed one victim, while a pregnant woman was among the deceased in a shooting on the state's eastern side, according to Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. In Leland, 4 victims died at the scene and 2 others died at the hospital following their injuries. Washington County Coroner Lakeisha Watkins reported the deaths kept coming in, she said. Approximately 20 others sustained injuries during the chaos that ensued when crowds gathered downtown post-game, with 4 of those injured listed in critical condition and airlifted to a larger medical facility in Jackson, as stated by State Senator Derek Simmons. As investigators worked the scene on Saturday, remnants of yellow crime scene tape were visible around the downtown area and in front of a vacant storefront. Family members congregated near City Hall seeking answers while the media was kept outside. Simmons described the atmosphere in Leland, a town of a population under 4,000, as initially festive before violence erupted. He noted the chaotic aftermath with emergency responders arriving from various locations. "It's just senseless gun violence," Simmons said, attributing the surge in incidents to an overwhelming presence of firearms. As of Sunday morning, there were no arrests made, and Simmons had not received any updates regarding suspects. Witness Kamisha Hopkins recounted the horrific scene, detailing the sight of injured people, 4 bodies on the ground.
There were bodies. There were people standing around. There were blood coming from people's rears and back, side, arm, head. And when you get out, it was like Beirut. It was the most horrific scene I've ever seen. We're full of emotions right now. We're trying to engage. We're trying to comfort people. We're trying to see who needs help. And the lack of security, the lack of officers, the lack of help. Leland failed Leland yesterday.
In a separate incident, one person was killed during a shooting at Alcorn State University around 6:30 on Saturday, with investigators reporting that 3 people were shot there. The violence occurred during homecoming week at the small historically black university, which has an enrollment of about 3,000 students. No arrests have been made in this case as of Saturday night. Meanwhile, in Heidelberg, another shooting during a community's homecoming weekend left 2 people dead on the school campus, according to Police Chief Cornell White, who withheld further details about the victims. Authorities are seeking an 18-year-old man in questioning for that shooting, and the community is urged to provide any relevant information to law enforcement.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
In other news, Mark Sanchez has been released from the hospital and subsequently taken into custody following a stabbing incident that occurred on October 4 in Indianapolis. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department confirmed that the 38-year-old former NFL quarterback was processed and booked into jail on the morning of Sunday, October 12. Local news affiliate Fox 59 reported that Sanchez, who now works as a broadcaster for Fox Sports, was admitted to the Marion County Jail. Sanchez is facing 1 felony charge for battery resulting in serious bodily injury, along with 3 misdemeanor charges, battery resulting in bodily injury, unauthorized entry into a motor vehicle, and public intoxication, posing a danger to others. Fox 59's Max Lewis shared on X that Sanchez was booked into jail for the purpose of being fingerprinted and photographed as mandated by the judge prior to his departure from Indiana. A video obtained by Lewis shows Sanchez leaving the facility where he expressed, "At this moment, I'm focused on my recovery.
Right now I'm just focused on my recovery. And I just wanted to thank the first responders, Eskenazi Hospital, that's how you're going to get to me, I just want to thank Dr. Mosler, the surgeon. She saved my life, so I'm grateful for that. Sorry, I can't answer all your questions.
Are you feeling any better?
Thank you, guys.
I'm recovering slowly, man.
Appreciate it.
Sanchez was in Indianapolis to commentate on a Colts game against the Las Vegas Raiders on October 5. The night before, he reportedly became involved in a confrontation with a 69-year-old truck driver, Perry Toll, in the downtown alley, resulting in both people sustaining serious injuries. Initially, Sanchez faced three misdemeanor charges, but was arrested at a local hospital where he was receiving treatment for stab wounds. The battery charge was later escalated to a felony. During a press conference on October 6, Indianapolis Police Chief Chris Bailey condemned the violence, saying, "I don't care who you are or what your profession is. If you come into our city and commit acts of violence, we will utilize every resource available to hold you accountable." Toll asserted that he acted in self-defense when he stabbed Sanchez after the former New York Jets quarterback allegedly harassed him over a parking dispute. Court documents indicate that Toll informed authorities that Sanchez, who was performing wind sprints in the alley, climbed into his truck and appeared intoxicated, reeking of alcohol and slurring his words. Sanchez's family released a statement to the Indianapolis Star expressing, "We are incredibly distressed for all parties involved. Mark and our family are sincerely thankful for the love, concern, and support we've received the past few days."
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.